is making you lonely, you can always.
It's a grand hit in Main Street Spotlight. Downtown. I don't think there's a better song to play when we're talking to Barbara Lee Van Horsen from the Momentum Center than Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People.
Love being here, Mary Ellen. Thank you for that fabulous introduction.
Oh, what a timeless song,
Absolutely.
Too. Oh, my gosh.
It goes right to the heart of it, doesn't it?
It does. How was your trip to Zimbabwe?
It was fantastic.
What did you learn?
I learned that we need to institute friendship benches here in Ottawa County.
Mm-hmm.
I learned so much about the depth of the resiliency of a people who have been through chaos.
Yeah.
And I also learned that the folks in Zimbabwe are on the cutting edge of mental health and mental wellness, and we can catch up. They're brilliant human beings with such capacity and love and empathy.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. It's amazing.
Tell me what a friendship bench is.
So a friendship bench, basically what happened is Dixon Shabanda is a psychiatrist in Zimbabwe. And 20 years ago, he lost a patient to suicide. Really shook him up. He was one of only a handful of psychiatrists for the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started training grandmothers in basic mental health, basic talk therapy to sit on benches and have conversations with people who just needed to say, I'm not doing okay right now.
I love this.
Yeah, it's basically the Momentum Center out in the community.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And I could see that would work so well here. That's awesome. We're going to talk about the Momentum Center in Holland, but the Momentum Center here in Grand Haven, the VU Cafe, tell me about that. That's open now?
It is. We continue to look for a partner to run a true restaurant in that site. But in the meantime, our members were asking how they could get more involved, how they could be more instrumental in our long-term strategy. And they are now running the cafe. I started with just doing the service, greeting people, bringing them coffee, tea, hot chocolate and pastries. Now we're training people in inventory control.
Wow.
In some scheduling details.
The
back of the store stuff.
Sure.
And it's really going well. They're learning skills, public customer service.
Sure.
We are hopefully going to draw more and more people into our space to see what we're all about.
It's
cash only and it's donation based.
Come
and offer what you can for the pastries and beverages that you will be served by some of the most incredible people you'll ever meet.
And, you know, the Momentum Center, for somebody who may not, you know, there are people coming to town all the time. I mean, there's a yacht right in front of our building, right on the waterfront. They may be listening. They don't know what the Momentum Center is. It's a community where every person is fully visible and connected. You have programs for adults and teens, support groups, workshops, trainings. You haven't had a town hall meeting in a while.
Because it's summer.
Yeah,
and
I get it.
It's really difficult to get people together for conversations in the summer. But in September, we will have our next town hall, and it is focusing on mental health and parenting.
Wonderful.
Both the need to pay attention to our children and their mental well-being, but also the anxiety and toll that parenthood takes on us as adults,
and how
we need to be mindful of our mental wellness as
That's
well.
That's true, because if we can't take care of anybody else, if we're not taking care of ourselves. Tell me about the Food Truck Fridays at the Momentum Center in Grand Haven.
So we're excited to be part of Food Truck Fridays. That's a DDA initiative, and so every Friday from 11 to 3, we have a different food truck through the middle of August.
Okay. I love that. And speaking of the DDA, that's why you're here. It's a Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. How important is it to be connected with the Downtown Development Authority for what you guys do?
Oh, it's critical.
Is it?
It's critical. We are dependent on the community knowing what we are and what resources we offer.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're always fighting against stereotypes and stigma.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that there's education and understanding.
Sure.
And then we have often served as a resource when there are stores, for instance, that sometimes don't know how to handle somebody who has arrived at their store and mm-hmm. might not be in a good mental state.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they can reach out to us. We have introduced many of the businesses to our crisis intervention teams.
Wonderful.
Which is just critical. So I think we form a really important conduit
mm-hmm.
in the community between people who are so often marginalized and misunderstood and the main street, if you will,
yeah.
of a community.
For sure. Tell me about the open house in Holland. That's on Monday, right?
It is. It is. So we had to change our location in Holland
mm-hmm.
For good reasons. The space we were in, Community Action House's space, was sold to a developer for affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat that. We need affordable housing through the whole county. But unfortunately, that displaced us. We have been welcomed, warmly welcomed, and actively invited in by Central Park Church.
Wonderful.
On Myrtle Street. And it's just a wonderful collaborative relationship. And I'm going there to do some painting today.
Awesome.
So we're all set for our open house on Monday from 4 to 6.
Awesome. Wonderful. Have you done any of Across the Bridges?
We are in the process of confirming Across the Bridge right now. We're recruiting participants.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to join, it's a relationship-building opportunity between Muskegon and the Tri-Cities.
Mm-hmm.
Please get a hold of me because I only have a few more spots left.
Okay.
We're also firming up details. I just confirmed yesterday that Blue Porch and Arturo's are going to provide lunches.
Oh, nice.
So it's such a fabulous community event. We bring people from Muskegon here.
Yeah.
And then we bring people from Grand Haven to Muskegon.
That's right.
That weekend will be September 19 to 21.
Mm.
And again, anybody who's interested in building those relationships just across the bridge,
mm-hmm.
please reach out.
I love it. You walk the walk and talk the talk. Barbara Lee Van Horzen of the Momentum Center, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
It's always delightful to be here.
I'll tell you, you just bring sunshine in our studios. She really does.
So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything's